Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup discussion of the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, the top 10 stories and the people. We'll try to discuss all of them or as many as we can and not get stuck on Donald Trump, even though that seems to be where everybody else is stuck on Donald Trump. So joining me in the discussion is Jay Kirshner, who's here from the Good Day program, and also my friend, stalwart, fill-in, and always an entertaining and informative, John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida.
Approaching, ready to play.
Ready to play. Okay. All right. Sure. Wasn't there a song from an old movie or something? What was the song? I'm trying to remember. The phraseology you just used there reminded me of it. I wonder.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Yeah. Put him in, Coach. All right. So let's the weather and whatever is going on. So how has the weather been? I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have time to check with you, but I was interested in the temperatures. But the weather was okay. But you've had, how would you describe the weather in Florida for this winter? Because I don't think we've talked to you for a few months. So there on the Space Coast.
I don't think we've talked since January, but we've had a very mild winter. I would really say that probably 2 or 3 days were below the standards of what we've come to expect here in Florida as far as being cold.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're experiencing a drought, and we should be getting into the rainy season, but we've got a pretty good drought going on. Temperatures through Easter Sunday are going to be a little bit more on the mild side. And we do have a little bit of rain coming in Easter Sunday, but we have a long way to go to make up for this drought type of condition we're experiencing.
So what does that do for the oranges from Florida, the grapefruit, all the mainstays, the Florida crops this time of year? Lots of veggies come from Florida as well. What does that do to farming operations and to the general course of events? Because Florida is a big ag state.
Well, it is a big ag state. People don't realize that, Doug, but you're right. Big on agriculture and big on cattle raising as well. People
yep.
don't realize that, but I think cattle raising is number two in the state now, with grapefruit and oranges perhaps third on that list. But what it does at the moment is, just like any other part of the country, it creates conditions where the tender vegetation finds it difficult to grow, gets burned up in the heat of the sun, and it creates problems in that regard. We haven't gotten that far, but it could be around the road if we don't get some rain. Also, Doug, something that people are concerned with is the fact that we've had some pretty hot temperatures here so far this year, and a lot of people feel if we don't get that rain to cool off the Atlantic waters and the Gulf of Mexico waters, it might be time to fasten your seatbelt during hurricane season, because that water heats up and feeds those storms, and we don't want that to happen.
No. All right, so that's a good overview of what's going on there. Certainly the weather is always a topic of conversation. At number 9 on the countdown this week, this when I look at this and I think this Angel Reese, who was at it with Jill Biden. I suppose Joe Biden maybe, I think we said, Jay, on the program this week, that she may have misspoken, maybe made poor judgment, the winner is the winner.
No, she was probably just trying to think of, like, it was a good game. Everybody who played in the championship game should be invited to the White House. And that's not the case, because that's never been the case. It's always been the champions go. The second place team, the team that loses in the championship game, while it's still great to be able to go to the big
game, you were second.
They shouldn't be invited. A lot of this, it's all about what Angel Reese has been saying, but what's getting buried are all of the people who are rallying around her. Like Stephen A. Smith has even said, she's a champion. She's allowed to have her thoughts and also stand her ground.
The anger, I know, but come on.
But other teammates have jumped in and said it. Even Iowa, they had even said, that was a stupid thing to say, and if we are invited, we're not going to go. It should only be the champions. It should only be the people who won the championship.
I get all of that.
Yeah, other people are chiming in and saying the same thing Angel Reese is saying. She's just the only one getting heat.
Well, but you know what? The anger here, this is a game. And so, Mrs. Biden, I'm not an apologist for her, but I'm really getting tired of everybody being so outraged about everything. I'm angry. We're going to get these people. Yeah, it was a bad judgment call on Jill Biden's part, and it has nothing to do with her husband. I would probably be more apt to control, I'm controlling my feeling about Jill Biden because I think she's A-okay. I don't care much for her husband's way of running things, but the two are separate human beings.
Yeah.
And so she said something that at the moment she thought it, and okay, but then afterwards she took it back because it wasn't the right thing to say, and it really wasn't good judgment on her part. But for God's sakes, what are these people so angry about? The anger, the visceral tone in Reese's voice, and yeah, bang, ooh, this is terrible, you're awful, but come on, give it a rest. Get the hell off of Twitter and all the other things. And so people agree, yep, it was a bad call, but let's drop with the anger. Everybody's so angry about everything. I just don't get what's gained by all of this anger, frankly.
Angel Reese was already taking a lot of heat for a hand gesture she did during the game, which other athletes have done. No, other athletes have done that all the time. It's the "you can't see me," which started with John Cena in the WWE. NBA players have done that. Football players have done that. Yet she is the first person that people have a problem with doing it. And it's the question of, is it because she's a college athlete instead of a professional athlete? Is it because she's a woman instead of a man? That's been a lot of the conversation, too. So she was already kind of already in the news before the Jill Biden stuff, even.
Just anger. So much anger everywhere. Okay, number 8. John, I'll be curious about your weigh-in on this. There are a couple of things that are tied to the focus on radio, who supplies what. So this week, NPR was deemed by Twitter to be in the same league as the Russian RT network, which is, I think, pretty much gone now, and the Chinese news agency. That may be a little overkill, but it does bring to the surface the whole business about why is public radio, why is it subsidized by the taxpayers when they admit that it's only 1% of their budget and they don't really need. They have their begathons and they get lots of dough out of that. So I guess the question for me isn't so much the fact that this was brought to the surface by all the hooting and hollering, and again, more anger displayed. But why are we supporting NPR? Nobody sent me a check this week from the government to help my radio program, right? And if anything, the government should be, the members of Congress are weighing in on this whole controversy with regard to AM radio being taken out of cars and trucks, but there's no money coming. Why does NPR need the taxpayers' money?
Well, I find it kind of, you're right, Doug, and I agree. Not only do they take the taxpayer money, but as you mentioned a moment ago, they've got their begathons going on. I believe the NPR station here in the Orlando metro area just completed their begathon, and I find that when they keep saying, without you, we can't keep operating, and we can't keep this radio station alive, and things like that. Totally. I heard recently that NPR had a budgetary cutback of several $100,000, if not into the millions, and I can't quite understand where all of that money has come from and where it's going, And
from the inside radio department, I've told this story a few times over the years, but this means something to the older radio guys or the professionals who have been around for a while that are on the commercial side versus the public nonprofit side. I think you may have heard me tell this story on the air. You remember Ellen Ratner from the good old days of her being involved in the Washington scene. She and I had an idea to bring this program that we do now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, to NPR. So we had a meeting with the fellow who at the time was running NPR, and we expressed, you know, how we would do it and produce it and yada, yada, yada. It was like a million three or something. I forget what the number was, but it wasn't a big number in comparison to some of the other things that they do and how they produce it. And the guy sat across. We were in his office more than 4 or 5 minutes. After we made the initial pitch, he said, "Well, this doesn't work for us because you're not members of our club." And I looked at him. Yeah, those were his exact words. "You're not members of our club." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, you don't have experience in public radio. You've been in commercial radio." And I wanted to reach across the desk. But that's the arrogant attitude that they have there, and they've always had that. The difference between commercial, "Well, you're in commercial radio. That's crap compared to what we do." And then you look at the money that's spent to produce these shows. You listen to any of especially the weekend shows, they've got a list of producers and directors and contributors as long as your arm. Right. And, you know, so anyhow, I guess I've ground my axe long enough. But
time to stop the government-run NPR and just privatize it.
Yeah. It doesn't need government money, and so don't give it government money. And never mind, I remember the first time this really became an issue was when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were still in the Oval Office, and Hillary went public. And it was so amusing. I can never forget it. "Oh no, you're gonna kill Barney! Oh, don't take Barney off the air!" Boy, wow. Okay, yeah. Man, enough on that. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
"My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen."
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calitrin is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time. Every day, I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that, well,
it is,
you know,
good.
The joints.
It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or, again, that website is toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at gooddayshow.com every week and also talkers.com. Jay Kirshner along with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with our review of the charts, information and conversation, opinions about the talk issues, the events, the people that are being discussed. And speaking of people, Jay, we have our comments from many people on social media. This is the written word versus the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Your comments at 855-999-DOUG about the issues of the week certainly are welcome as well. It's 855-999-3684. Okay, and on social media, in Facebook and Instagram's case, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So what have we gathered together here comment-wise, Jay?
Well, definitely Donald Trump's arrest and all of that happening this week.
So we asked the top stories. What do you think the top stories are?
Yeah, that's a big story that people are following. Terry Seavey says our former president being arrested and brought to court. It's a very sad week for our country.
Is it? Yeah. Is it a good week for the country? I'm not weighing in on either side, but I wonder how many people think it's a good week, because maybe those are the people who don't like Trump to begin with, or maybe those are the people who are watching the judicial system, which certainly has been bastardized in lots of different ways on all levels in recent years. So is there room on both sides to be happy and to be sad? I guess would be my question for Terry.
Daniel Erskine calls it a Trump witch hunt.
You can make that argument, and it may be, but I don't like this guy, DA. I kind of put his mind, Alvin Bragg, his name out of my mind, because I think he's a grandstanding phony. But I also think there's something to all of this. So whether if you're enamored and you're a member of the Trump can do no wrong department, then I guess, you know, you're going to see it that way. Trump has done a lot of wrong things, and so he's just being, you know, there's not only this, there's the rape allegations. A lot of people are wondering how strong the case is against him. know, that stuff isn't going to go away with just a few days of conversation. But I understand your point of view, Daniel. All right, what else we got?
And then Mike Willard also chimed in, political weaponization of the judiciary.
Yep, there's plenty of that, plenty of evidence of that. Yep.
Jan Roby also says on the opposite side that he is rotten to his core, meaning Trump. Following Trump's arrest, he is rotten to his core.
Do you remember who was that? Tom Terrific. I'm remember that from Captain Kangaroo, and Krabby Appleton was the bad guy in that cartoon. He was rotten to the core. Remember that? John, J.J., you probably wouldn't remember that.
No, I remember. I've heard
right?
it, yeah.
I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero never. I can be what I want to be, and if you'd like to see, follow, just follow me. And in the cartoon series, yep, Krabby Appleton was rotten to the core. All right, what else do we have here?
Martin J., a different news story. Following that, no sanctions were put on Russian uranium products because it would shut down most nuclear power plants.
That's an interesting thing, the wrinkle. Now, the Russians can do no good, no matter what. The uranium issue and the fact that, here's the ring, having gone to where Chernobyl was in Kiev, and seeing, you know, what had happened because they didn't build a good plant. That's really the issue here. If you're going to use nuclear power energy, then you better build a plant that's safe and secure. And Chernobyl was built like a cardboard house. So it was, you know, there's that. No sanctions put on the Russians then, but there should have been way back then sanctions on Russia because of the way they built that ridiculous nuclear power plant. All right, one more quickie.
Colleen Maxey says the reps ousted from the Tian House after gun protests, biggest bunch of BS I've ever seen.
BS! We'll have none of that here, thank you. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio in a few moments here.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. The majority of Nashville council members say they'll vote to reinstate expelled state representative Justin Jones. He was removed from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville shooting. Jones and two colleagues involved in the demonstration spoke to President Biden in a conference call Friday. He invited them to the White House. Police are giving an all clear following reports of an active shooter on the University of Oklahoma campus in Norman. University Police Chief Nathaniel Tarver says it appears the incident may have been a fake call and there's no evidence of shots being fired. Six people are injured following a shooting on a South Carolina beach Friday. Gunfire followed several fights reportedly involving high school students. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Now, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEO. Jay and I on the Good Day program going through the stories this week with comments and thoughts. As an aside, you know, there's always this, has been for months, stories in the countdown list, Jay, focusing on our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, our relationship with the countries that to us seem important.
Our relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, right. So this week, and this kind of relates to number three on the countdown list, the price that we're paying for gasoline. The reason we are is because our friends, the Saudi Arabians, convinced OPEC to shut down the production of 1 million barrels of oil this past week. And that's why you paid 4 or 5 cents more at the pump by the end of the week, because of the Saudi Arabians. These people are no good. They are not our friends. As far as I'm concerned, they're part of the axis of evil. And if the price of gas didn't prove that, the story this week of their getting together, the Saudis with the Iranians, as they formally reestablished diplomatic relations, which is a milestone in the relationship between the two most powerful countries outside of Israel in the Middle East. They cut off ties 7 years ago after Saudi embassies in Iran were burned to the ground. The execution of one of the Shia clerics caused that. The Saudis like to execute all kinds of people, formally and informally.
Mm-hmm.
They're curs. They're no good. They've never been any good. And all of the attempts, the friend, when George Bush the father was over there patting those bums on the back, they are no good. They are not our friends. And the two things that point to that this week are the price of oil in OPEC, and also they're going back to the ties they have with Iran. Iran is no good. And so how do we, you know, we try diplomatically to deal with all these people. We always give the Saudi Arabians the benefit of the doubt because of all the oil that we get from them. What happened to oil independence that started during the Obama administration? One of the few good things that Obama did, in my mind, was to open up encourage, if you will, mm-hmm. Production of oil here at home.
Be self-sufficient, yes.
Right. So anyway, the Saudis fussing around the various religious, you know, I think one of the things that happens here, and this goes back to our understanding of what was going on in Iraq and why we did the wrong thing by invading there, not understanding the difference between the Shias, and the Sunnis, the various sects. And so as soon as, I think if I remember correctly, John, you probably remember this better than I do, I think Saddam was a Sunni, if I'm not mistaken, and when he died, the Shias took over, right? Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, you do. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, and that's the reason that there was the big split that there was in Iraq, and that's where the Iranians are mostly, if I'm served correctly again by my memory, Shias are Iranians and Sunnis are Iraqis. I think that's what mostly, I mean,
that's,
it's not...
That's my understanding of it, yeah.
Right, yeah. So anyway, again, these big, it's kind of reminiscent of the Protestant, the Catholic fight in Ireland. It's the same thing, fighting over stupid religious differences that in the test of time don't, you know, especially when you think about we're in Easter weekend, not that that means anything to the Muslims, but there is a comparable Muslim holiday. I don't remember what it is at the moment, but at any rate, you know, these guys, the Saudis, and you know, we turn when they killed Khashoggi or Khashoggi or whatever his name was. Remember the news guy 3 or 4 years ago? They hacked up and threw into the toilet, you know, and then what they've done, you know, they were responsible for 9/11. People, what do you mean? Every single one of the 19 people involved in September 11th were Saudis. Every single one of them. And yet, what did we do? Did we bomb Saudi Arabia? No, we bombed Iraq. Like the thinking here, the Saudis have, it's so obvious. And whenever I get down the street, you can tell by the tone of my voice, it really ticks me off. So anyway, probably I should.
So they trained for 9/11 here in Florida,
yep.
in Vero Beach and also in Boynton Beach at a small airport there. And every time I go by those airports, I can't help but think about their training and what they did, starting with those small airports in Vero Beach and Boynton Beach. And you're absolutely right, Doug. People forget about the Saudi Arabians, and they focus the attention on the wrong country.
Yep, for sure. All right. Now, number four, the abortion, well, let me ask a question of the two of you, Jay and John. Is the discussion of abortion and the trans legislation, is that driven by religious points of view, religious fanatics or religious issues?
Probably. Yeah, I think that that's where, I wouldn't say everybody who is against falls into that same box, but I think that that is one of the main talking points in a large group.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John? What do you think?
I totally agree with Jay. That would be correct, and a lot of people are talking about that this weekend, but mm-hmm. it's going to get even bigger in the weeks and months to come, I think. So watch out for that one.
Well, I think that the reason that I bring it up, there's so much religion discussion this weekend, appropriately so, because it's not only Passover, but it's Easter. And we think about some of these things. When my mind goes to other things, you know, we're talking about religion, organized commercial industrial religion. I don't subscribe. I believe in Jesus as a powerful human being, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion. And it is kind of nonsensical, as much as this is anathema to a lot of people. He was a Jew, wasn't a Christian, didn't know anything about, there was no Christianity. The church named after him, Christ, was the, you know, sort of the figment of the imagination of some people who wanted to push the pagans out of the way and have some fun themselves, if you will. So look at what it's grown into. And one of the horrible blights, looking at what's happened, you know, the Catholic Church wants to run away from this, but this weekend in Maryland, the Attorney General accusing officials of the church covering up, failing to act in the sexual abuse of 600 children in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. There was go ahead, John.
No, hard to believe how many young men were involved in that. And
156.
And how many members of the Catholic Church, the clergy, were involved? It sure, it sure rattles your faith in the Catholic Church with what was going on there in the state of Maryland.
Once again, the same sort of thing, cover-ups from top to bottom, the same as what was going on in Boston for decades. And the hierarchy of the church in the Vatican doesn't want to, I mean, once in a while they'll talk, make reference to it, but, and the people who are good Catholics, frustrated with all of this, it's not their fault that this has happened. It's not, you don't blame Catholics, you blame the people and the way the Catholic hierarchy runs the church, making it impossible for men and women who are serving supposedly the church, living an unhealthy lifestyle that leads them to do all kinds of things that wouldn't probably be done if they could live a normal lifestyle. That's judgment from my side. I guess I'm not a Catholic, but I just look at this and I think, okay. Now, the business of, there are a number of protests that were going on in New York and other places around the country because of the Trump activity this week. There were a couple of changes. I think, was it in Virginia, where a state legislature, Jake, correct me on this, I'm dealing with my memory here. Mm-hmm. There was a female Democratic state rep who changed to be a Republican. I think it was in Virginia, wasn't it? Or was it West Virginia? One of the two states where she changed her stripes and changed the weight of the Republicans in the state so that they could override the governor on vetoes and stuff. But governor's a Democrat. Was it Virginia? In my mind, am I remembering that right?
It is. Of course, my computer just froze. But it is. I believe it was Virginia.
I think it is Virginia. Yep. Anyway, so there's that going on in Tennessee.
It was North Carolina.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So in Tennessee this week, a couple of lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature. They supported gun reform protests and made their way to the state capitol. So this is another one of those. You know, we don't have gun control or those discussions in the top 10 this week, but we have lots of politics. And so can you believe that they throw them out of the legislature because they supported gun reform? The protests that were going on?
Well, they said it was about the decorum and the protesting itself.
Well, maybe it was.
And two of them were expelled. The third one faced a separate kind of, not trial, but a separate look and did not end up being expelled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, third one survived both, but the other two, it's amazing to think in a state legislature, what they would do as far as eating their own, so to speak. Truly amazing, especially in this age of so much turmoil in governments all across the country. And I think you're only going to see this get worse. This is another story that's going to heat up, and we haven't seen the end of this one.
Well, I guess my question would be, not knowing the inside workings here, were they tossed because they were part of the disruption and the state doesn't want to have that kind of, you know, protests that lead to people thinking about January 6th? Or were they tossed out because they didn't agree with the leadership
because they didn't
house.
Agree with the leadership of that state. Mm-hmm. That's what got them tossed down. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, and the trio stood at the well of the House of Chambers, and one was even leading chants with a megaphone. So was it that what exactly their involvement was with these protests, not just being part of the protests, but also what kind of society do we have if we don't even want our politicians being part of protesting as well? Aren't they Americans? Mm-hmm. Don't they have a right to protest?
Yep, they sure do, as long as they do it in the proper way. Yep. Okay, so let's see. Down in Florida, the preseason ended. And so now we have the first full week of the baseball season. See any trends there, John?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tampa Bay Rays have gotten off to a great start, and looking forward to a great season with the Rays, an amazing team, and they're always fun to watch. So that's the trend. I see the Rays doing a number again this year on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, come off of it, will you please? I think it's interesting how Tampa has come into its own in terms of sports. Look at the how they did, you know, in any number of ways. It's become a big, big sports town.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is. Hi, John. Good to have you. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, along with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the official list from the chart of the stories that have been on the top 10 pretty much all week long. Number 10, focus on the weather and how we're getting beaten up in certain parts of the South and the Midwest. The argument, and that's basically what it is, between Angel Reese and Jill Biden, NPR, and whether they are or they aren't enemies of the state. The relationship we have with China is at 7. Russia and the Ukrainians at war, number 6. Finland joining NATO, number 5 on the list. A lot of legislation aimed at the abortion issue and transgender issues. A recession and the economy, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And certainly, as we all would expect, the number 1 item of the week is the arraignment of Donald Trump. So those are the charts, those are the items, those are the stories from Talkers for the week of April 3rd to the 7th.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The PIBA list, official list, the second of the two lists that we basically build our conversations around here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10, the leaders of the two of the three evildoers Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Angel Reese and Jill Biden are at 9. Marjorie Taylor Greene, isn't she sweet? Number 8. Kevin McCarthy is at 7. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., interesting story revolving around him. Number 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Joe Biden's at 4. Imagine that. He's usually number 1. The duo of Fannie Willis and Jack Smith at 3. Alvin Bragg and Stormy Daniels. Now, wouldn't that be fun if the two of them were actually together? They're number 2 on the list, and Trump's number 1. He beat out Joe Biden for obvious reasons. So those are the people on the list from Talkers Magazine this week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 53 past the hour now. Going to the number one story this week and spending some time on it. I guess this is quality time. John Harper, not that all of our time together isn't quality time. John Harper from WMEL is here on the overview of the News Talk Review, and so is Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Donald Trump and the arraignment this week. What I thought was interesting, I always like the sidebar stuff, Jay, as you know. We all know that Trump is guilty of this, frankly. I think we all feel that. Whether it's a witch hunt or not remains to be seen. Should he be held accountable? Yes. The way that it's being delivered, the information, the message from the Democrats and this guy, phony baloney Alvin Bragg.
And all the time that people have been going after him ahead of this, been the first time, it might have more legs to stand on, where it already felt like a witch hunt before this particular situation started to unfold.
Right. So he goes in on Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And gets arraigned, and then he goes back to Mar-a-Lago, and he has this address. He talks to everybody and thanks everybody, except his wife. He says nothing. Thanks everybody in his family. Doesn't mention his wife at all.
I want to think that Melania said, you know what, keep my name out of your mouth. You do your thing. Because there's been a lot of sources that have said that she is just trying to live her life, surround herself with everything other than what's going on with Donald Trump. And she has apparently told people, like, don't even talk to me about it. Don't even mention any of this to me. So she's probably completely disassociated. Like,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, right, good for her, if that is the case. If that is the case, good for her.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I don't know if you heard that. I said the country should disassociate itself with everything Trump is doing. Because it's going to be second verse, same as the first, as things start to heat up.
Yeah, it's interesting how the pieces of the pie here have fit together. I thought it was interesting. He talked about his son and how he will be great someday. He's tall and he's smart. I have a great family. They've done fantastic. You know, he said he used the same words and phrases all the time. Right. His two sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, have been around. Ivanka made it clear she loved her father, but she was out, right? That was kind of part of what was going on this week. No comments. I don't want to be involved either. So, what did Marla Maples, one of his ex-wives, there's the daughter Tiffany. Where is she? I never hear much about her.
I think she was there. I think she's been pretty supportive. Yes, yes.
Yeah. John, what did you start to say?
No, I haven't heard a thing about her. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and what was most notable to me, I watched a little of it, but a little goes a long way with me on all of this stuff. He starts talking about Biden and Hunter Biden, and he's very good at diffusing the attention on him and placing it on somebody else. He's a master at doing that. So, you know, he addressed the arraignment a little bit, but he talked about some of the accusations against him, the Russian help in the presidential campaign. You know, he took the feds apart for searching Mar-a-Lago, you know, for the documents. And he says this is persecution, not an investigation. Well, you can make a case for that because that is kind of, I don't know whether I've subscribed to persecution, but as Jay just accurately said, this is their Adam, whether you want to call it a witch hunt or not. He brings it on himself, however, and that's something that he doesn't want to admit because of his personality. His personality goes a long way to the people disliking him, and maybe it goes a long way for those who like him. Maybe that's why they like him, in part because of his personality.
Absolutely correct. I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know, and so is this the only transaction, $130,000 that he paid to shut Stormy Daniels up? What I thought was ironic, the same day that all this is going on, a judge in another part of the courtroom says, okay, Ms. Daniels, because Trump sued her for what, slander or something? I don't remember what he sued her for, but she had to pay his legal fees, $121,000. And you wonder, well, I hope she saved the 130 because there's 121 of it going back to Trump. I thought that was really, if there's irony in all of this, he gives her 130, and she has to give him back 121, right? Yeah, think about that for a little bit. All right, so that's the overview of number one this week and a couple of different wrinkles on it. Doug Stephanie with John Harper and Jay Kirshner at 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.